The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Climatech of Professional Air.
Back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Thank you for joining me this beautiful Thursday morning. We would love to have you join us in the text line here at News Radio Pensacola. The number is 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620 to get in your questions for our expert. We have two experts joining us now, of course, from Climatech of Professional Air. My friend Travis, good morning.
Good morning. How have you been?
I've been well.
Good.
Yes, it's nice to be back and hang out with y'all. I'm really excited. And of course, we have Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good to see you.
It's a little bit, when was the last time you got to be in here with us?
Oh, it's been probably about a year ago, yeah. Probably about this time last year.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for bringing them back in.
Yeah.
How are things going when it comes to being out there in this heat for
busy.
The most part?
This is busy, busy, busy. So right now is just put out fire time. It gets to that crazy level. So
everything's breaking.
Right now, it's put to a test right now. And this is, you know, even the systems that you have are typically designed around 95 degrees or so. So once we get above that, things are kind of going backwards and you know, it's tough. And right now they're producing a ton of water because we've got a lot of humidity in the air. So drain lines has been a really big issue. Keeping drains clean, keeping drains clogged. The heat also causes a lot of problem for capacitors, which is what starts the motors outside. So sitting out in the heat, they get zapped and then your compressor don't start or your fan motor doesn't start. So a lot of those kind of calls, a lot of emergency stuff right now.
So when it comes to your capacitor, then is it location for installation?
No, I mean, they're inside of the unit. So they're built into the electronic section of the unit outside. Mm-hmm. And heat kind of stresses them even more than they already are. And then we have kind of an uneven power grid. A lot of times our power will go up and down and fluctuate in voltage. They don't like that either. So when you get all this stuff kind of combining at once, you wind up with a lot of capacitors in this time of season going out. And a capacitor is actually a fairly inexpensive fix as far as AC repairs go, but it completely shuts the unit down. So until it's fixed, you're not getting back up.
Yeah, well, so that's the importance of, you know, having a great team. Now, right now, how many teams do you have out? Trucks, vans, do you have out all over the Escambia, Santa Rosa area?
The total, we've got roughly 20 people on our staff. Five of those are pretty much always in the office. So you've got 15 out in the field. But that's separated between residential installs, commercial installs. Wow. Then we have service guys that are just doing service work. So it's kind of spread out.
All
and
over.
And sometimes those two groups may go back and forth depending on what's needed that day. But yeah, it's everybody's right now just wide open.
Wow. All right. It's not a one-man team, that's for sure.
No.
Everybody's all over. Now, I'm backing up a little bit, something mm-hmm. that you mentioned. You said an uneven power grid.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's common?
Yeah, I mean, it is. As the power company adds transformers and they add houses like we're doing rapidly right now, you know, you've got one transformer maybe producing power for 10 houses, and in a month later, it's producing for 20 houses, and then it's mm-hmm. And they have to constantly adjust that stuff. And then the more load you have on each house, the lower that voltage gets. So if every house on that transformer turned on their AC at one time, you're going to get a voltage drop. So a lot of times different parts of the day, when people come home and start cooking dinner and things like that, stoves start coming on, you get a fluctuation in the voltage. And that's what we see a lot of. And the capacitors and motors in general don't really like that. But we've got quite a bit of that.
Wow, that's interesting. Thank you for answering that question. I did not know that. And that's... That explains a lot of things that I notice in my home and my in my neighborhood that are kind of coincidental with mm-hmm. what you just said. So it definitely coincides with everything you just mentioned. 850-437-1620. If you're just tuning in, it's 9:41 this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Go ahead and text your questions in. Even if it's something that you would like to DIY at home, like cleaning the drain line, that's something everybody can pretty much do themselves to kind of help with the maintenance.
In some cases.
Mm-hmm. Huge issue, then mm-hmm. you definitely want professionals getting up in there. Please text that in, 850-437-1620 for Travis as well as Chris with Climatech of Professional Air. If you'd like to contact them directly, the number is 850-857-4700. And they'll go ahead and get you set up, whether you have something going on or you just need something looked at. Go ahead and give them a call today. So as we're kind of in these heated months, a lot of it, are you installing, like
we
replacing?
Are. We are. I mean, a lot of times when you have a failure, if your unit's, let's say, 15 plus years old, then it becomes an issue of, does it make sense to repair a part that's that old, that's out of warranty, and spend that kind of money on repairing when we know the unit doesn't have a lot of life left in it? The other side of that equation is our utility cost. A lot of times we find that an older system, while it might be hanging on and still doing the job that you want it to do, it's burning a lot more energy than a new system would. And you replace the system and wind up with a lot better power bill after you're done. So you kind of start making yourself a little money back on it. So those two things both kind of come into that factor when you start looking at it. How old the system is, how expensive the repair is going to be. And in a lot of cases, when it's an older system, we go ahead and replace. So we've got quite a few right now that are on the replacement list just because wow. this heat has got them down and it doesn't make sense to try to patch them.
Yeah. And the heat comes on quickly. And then yeah. all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a second. This one, yeah. this little guy's not doing the job over yeah. here. I need something.
Well,
maybe
this year especially,
better,
we had a beautiful spring. I mean, our
gorgeous.
Spring was awesome. It
we
was cool
spoiled.
In the mornings. It was nice. It was like not even Florida weather. Even the humidity was lower. And then all of a sudden, about 3 weeks ago, it got to normal, and now it's hot and humid.
Well, and I will say, I went for my run this morning, and it wasn't too bad. I don't know
yeah.
what's going
early
on.
Early mornings are still a little nice right now. I mean,
right.
I know it's hot during the late part of the day.
Degrees yeah. when we say that's nice in
hey,
the morning, we are
it's not 80.
Floridians. It's not 80 out of the mouth of Travis Thompson. That's the yep. upside of looking at it. 850-437-1620. It looks like we have a call coming in with a question. I'll make sure I get to that here in just a moment at 437-1620. Let me get to this text real quick. I think my unit needs Freon. Is that something that can still be added to a system?
Yes. It depends on... Yes, the answer is yes. The concern there is, where did the refrigerant go? If it's low, you've got a leak. That needs to be identified and either repaired, replaced, whatever needs to be done there. But we can still put refrigerant in any system. Even the oldest systems out there, there's still replacement refrigerants you can put in them to get them going. Again, that starts to play into that. If you've got one that's on the old R22, that's a really old unit and you're Ooh. Really throwing good money at bad. So
oh, okay.
it's a good time to have that conversation and know that that's right around the corner. But the answer to the question is yes, you can add refrigerant.
Okay, excellent. And again, if you would like to contact Travis and his team to ask further questions, 850-857-4700. We do have a call coming in this morning at 437-1620 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you for calling in. Who are we talking to this morning?
This is David, if I'm the one you're talking to.
Yes, David, how are you? It's so good to hear from you.
I'm doing good. Good to talk to y'all too. How's everybody doing over there this morning?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for calling in. What's your question for Travis?
Well, about drain lines, and got a system where the units in the condenser is outside like it's supposed to be, but the fan and the filter and all that stuff is in a garage, and it's kind of a big garage in a way. And so the drain line actually goes down under the slab of the garage and then over towards the outside of the house. It's pretty long is what I'm getting at. And it's, you know, impossible to really get to because it's under a slab.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to clog up, you know, fairly often, maybe every two or three, four months, depending. You know, you never know when it's going to clog up. And I've rigged up a special device now. I've gotten to be an expert, unfortunately, about blowing it out. I've rigged up a special device where I really get on it snug and blow it out with some hose water that's under high pressure. And I've been putting a bucket underneath it because I want to see what's coming out of that thing. And it's like a soft white, almost seems to me like it might be some old sheetrock or something. I'm wondering, does everybody have this kind of a soft, it's almost like toilet paper that's been soaking in water for a while.
Yep.
Is that what you normally see clogging up a drain line? And is there sheetrock from my garage or something falling down into that drain pan? Or
no.
Is that just the bacteria forms a weird, like, soft, wet, cottony substance?
It is. It's just your whatever you want to call it. Algae is probably what I refer to it as the most. But most people see algae as green. This stuff that's growing is completely out of sunlight. And I learned some stuff a few years ago that's pretty interesting, is a lot of different algae and things will actually start to grow that coloring you see for their own UV protection. It's kind of crazy. But that stuff's typically white for that reason. And then the other reason is a lot of times people add bleach. So they bleach the color of it. And that's why it's white. But for the most part, what we pull out of drains is either a light green or a white color. It's not sheetrock. But the issue you're having, it sounds like, is when you clean out a drain line with compressed air or vacuum, it is a good way to open the drain line. But unfortunately, what it doesn't do is clean the entire drain line and the walls of the drain line. So if you could take that drain line out from under the house and cut it and look down in it, Chris and I ran into this yesterday, it develops a very small hole in that algae that you pull that water through and the drain starts draining. And it's clear for a very short time because it takes just a small piece again to clog that little hole that you made through the middle of it. Because as soon as that air, whether you're vacuuming or putting pressure on it, finds a pathway through that algae, it's going to go straight through that and leave that smaller hole. Whereas if you were to take, and we did it yesterday, it's really nasty, but, you know, run a fish tape all the way up inside that drain line, tie a piece of cloth to it and pull it back out, you will be amazed at the amount of stuff you will pull out of that drain line.
That's probably what I need to do, is kind of snake it out then.
Yep.
And if you, I have been hitting it, and I have been doing it with compressed air. I've been doing it with I've rigged up a hose gun onto a thing so that the hose gun fits down in there. And then when I depress the hose gun, you know, that's a pretty high pressure. I mean, it's not super high pressure,
right,
but it's fair, relatively high pressure. But you don't think that's just blowing a small hole right through the middle of all
correct.
The goop and it's coming out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And you're getting a little bit.
Arteries,
yeah, exactly. You see a little bit of it come out. You do start getting water. So things do run for a while. But then if you're clogging up again in a short period of time, you're getting a lot of that built on the sidewalls. And like I said, you video it when you pull it out.
And
it's
an
amazing.
Old house too. It was built in like 1971, I think. So
right.
It's probably got, like you were saying, it's really built up. Now, bleach doesn't really do a whole lot, does it?
I mean, it kills.
I mean, I know it does some.
It kills the growth of algae, but it's not going to kill what's already in there. You know, it's already there. You're not. It's not going to make it disappear.
Right. It's not going to clean the wall.
Correct. And we typically refer people to use vinegar as opposed to bleach because bleach can do some bad things to your AC system. Plus, you're pouring it on the ground.
Yeah.
But even vinegar, that's just to keep new growth from happening. That's not going to get rid of what's in there. You know, putting bleach down there is not going to force all that stuff out.
Right, so probably the best idea would be to snake it,
or
like you say, run a fish tape or something all the way through that length, and then tie a small piece of rag or something in there, and then pull it through.
Yep, that'll be what you'll find out what's going on.
Yeah, that's some great advice. I'm glad I called. I'm enjoying the show. Y'all keep up the good work.
Yes, sir.
Let somebody else call in. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. We always love hearing from our friend David. He's great. Thank you for listening today, David, and thank you so much for calling in. If you would like to call or text in, we have a little less than about 8 minutes left in our program with our friends from Climatech of Professional Air. You can find them online, climatechproair.com, or call anytime at 850-857-4700. That was an excellent talk segment, though, to talk through that. I really appreciated that. And we love hearing from you. So again, squeeze those questions in before we wrap up at 437-1620. Any common mistakes that people make in the summertime? I know we've talked about this in my years of sitting with you, Travis. Mm-hmm. Any common mistakes that people talk about or do that we could talk about? Or, you know, you do something with your air conditioning that's just abusing it instead of helping it.
Filters we see a lot. I know we've talked about that a lot. Yeah. People putting really high-dollar, high-grade filters in a system. High-dollar filters are great, but they have to have a lot more space than your standard filter. So if you just throw a high-dollar filter in the same hole you had a cheap filter, you've created a restriction in the airflow. And that's the one we probably see the most. The other would be exactly that call that just came in. You know, there's nothing wrong with trying to maintenance your own drain line, but eventually they typically get to the point you have to do something a little more aggressive and get all that stuff out of there, or it's just going to be very short intervals between the backups. That's probably the most. And then this time of year, we get a lot of calls about, I know Chris takes way more calls than I do, but you know, people expect their AC to do things it's just not designed to do. You know, people want to keep some people like 68, 70 degrees. And when we have some of these days where it gets really on up into the 90s, the AC is really not designed to do that. May not be anything wrong with it, but that's something that's hard to explain why it won't just keep getting colder. But those are probably the three. Chris, you got any more that come to mind? That's my three top ones that I hear.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably the biggest three is that. So.
Okay, excellent. I mean, I think about like you kind of have to build up your tolerance when you live in this kind of climate. Plus, we're so spoiled for so many months with beautiful weather where we can open our windows, maybe turn on the heat for a couple of days, barely, right? But we're really spoiled. When people are like, you know, my family says, oh, it's so hot where you live in the summer. I'm like, I know, we literally work for the other 8.5 months of the year. Like, we earn it during this 3.5 months. We earn the other 8.5 months of getting to go na 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 boo boo, right? Like, mm-hmm. enjoy your snow. Yeah,
probably our biggest battle internally is morale, because it's hot. The customers are angry because their unit don't work and they're hot. Our technicians are angry because they're working 12 hours a day in the heat, you know. So that's kind of, you know, me and Travis, probably this time of year, we're more peacekeepers than anything. Okay.
Do a lot of that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's in the, you know, they get irritated at the customers get irritated at them, and, you know, and
they're working, all hot and bothered.
They're all hot and bothered, working long hours. And this day and age too, with, you know, one of the biggest battles we fight too is with COVID. You know, we were spoiled for years on being able to get parts same day or next day.
Yeah.
And now with all this stuff, we run into, you know, we've got customers where we've got parts ordered that's taken a month.
Wow.
You know, so at that point, you know, we kind of try to figure out some way to get them some temporary cooling, whatever we got to do to keep them going. So that's just a battle that, you know, nobody sees on the outside. It's just kind of our internal fight that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're so used to the first world luxury of being able to flip a switch, have a light on, adjust the thermostat, and, you know, it's slightly cool off. I was going to go into saying, you know, you have to build up like kind of a resilience to also working with your home, right? Maybe not having your blinds open all day. I know we've discussed that, right? Closing your shades when the sun is beaming through the front window, or else it's going to cook you. I mean, do we just look at science? The science project with the magnifying glass, right? You know, we ever did that? Yep. Yeah, you're turning it into a greenhouse. So, you know, maybe think of those little adjustments, because it helps not just with the load for your AC unit, but with the load of your power bill that you have coming in later. So I've learned, like, and I tell my kids, it's summertime, just be in a bathing suit all day. You know, they're probably listening. Quit complaining, because you can go outside and run in the sprinkler.
She means
Florida
that with
kids.
Love.
I mean it with so much love and zero aggression. And then I turn it up to about 75, but at night you like to sleep cooler, so you dip it down a little bit more. That way there's also a break for the unit, in my opinion, and not just constantly pushing, all because we want to just, you know, sit in a refrigerator. Yep. It's just not comfortable to me.
Well, that's become, too, the big push for the mini splits or a separate cooling system in the bedrooms. And that's kind of a great idea, because you can cool off the bedroom, let the rest of the house be 78, no big deal. sleep nice and cold, and you're not running the whole house down to 72 degrees, 71, right, just to sleep, just your bedroom. So that's a big money saver and a convenience, and it's really nice, and that you can get as cold as you want it that way.
The mini splits are becoming life. I'm noticing them in Airbnbs all over the place.
Yeah, they're a great solution, especially like Airbnb, because you have individual control of rooms. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's convenient for the bedrooms, or say a Florida room off the back of the house, or even a shed. Like if you've got a shed that you just don't want everything in there, so you got pictures, photos, things you don't want to rot and all this stuff,
right,
a mini split set at 78 keeps that dry enough that it's nice storage space.
That's
or
true.
A foamed in attic that you may have extra room. There's just tons of places you can put them to get a lot of extra room that's usable space, as opposed to completely uncontrolled.
Yeah, we put them on food trailers.
We've done that.
We've
now
put them everywhere.
Well, that makes sense.
A lot of these food trucks. Yep. We've put them in the food trucks for the people, and it doesn't really cool the food truck, but they got cold air blowing on their neck while they're standing over a grill. Makes it feel a whole lot better.
Oh my gosh, my favorite food truck. I think about like the work that goes into making my guacamole. Like, I hope you have a mini split back there, because it's made with love. But I also know they are very hot right now in the middle of the day when I arrive and want my chips and guac at 1 p.m. you feel me, right?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Before we wrap up, we have about a minute or so left. Any specials going on? Anything anybody needs to be aware of? Of course, we follow you on Facebook.
Going on. A red, white, and blue giveaway. It's on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, you can register there to win our gift basket. It's the summertime gift basket. Got some aprons and goodies for the pool and things like that for summertime. So you can go there and register for that. That's a great time to do that.
Perfect.
Everything else we've got, we do still have some rebates in place. We've got financing available on everything we sell. So if that's an issue and you need to do that, we can do that. I think that's about it, but that giveaway is a pretty cool deal. Go online, doesn't cost anything. Register to win that.
Hey, one last thing before we wrap up. Mm-hmm. I want to squeeze in this text that I just got in.
Yep.
Is it normal for our air conditioners to be able to keep the humidity 60% or below this time of year in Pensacola?
Yes, it should.
Okay.
Yes, it should. Matter of fact, they run longer this time of year, which helps them remove humidity. If they're going to have trouble removing humidity, it's on the months where they're not running very much, because the length of time they run is what makes them pull out more humidity. So as long as your unit is sized properly, you shouldn't be having any humidity problems this time of year.
Okay.
If you do, you've got another issue. You've either got a sizing issue, or we've got humidity coming in somewhere you don't know about it.
Okay, excellent. I'll go ahead and text over the link so you can reach out to Travis, Chris, and their team at Climatech. I'll make sure that I text that over. Again, any last words before we wrap things up this morning, Travis, Chris?
Last words, man.
I mean, not last words. Listen, I wore my red, white, and blue shirt, and then you said, I feel like now I'm along for the climate.
Go to Facebook, follow us there, you know, register to win that. But then again, if anybody's got any questions at all, it doesn't cost anything to have us come out, look at your house, because every one of them's different, give you our opinion on what it is, and let you make the decision.
Excellent. Give them a call, 850-857-4700, climatechproair.com. Of course, thank you, Chris, for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Travis, as always,
you,
great
man.
To see
Good to
you.
See you again.
I'll see you soon. And All right. Stay tuned. We have more coming up here on News Radio Pensacola.